they are longer. But it's not such hard. Tamei is not as hard as I thought it would be. It's relative. I thought it would be very hard, difficult. It's relatively easy, at least so far. Okay, and Kilayim, which is the hardest Masechta, they say, has much shorter blots. Very short blots. Okay, we are on Locha Beis, Perek Beis, Locha Beis. I'm a couple of Leos Nama. These Lochas are very Nogela Maisavis Manazer, really. The Makabal of Leos Nama, somebody accepts upon himself to be trustworthy. Maser Shumo, Harry must take Maisavis of that which he sells, Veshoechel, and of that which he eats, Veshlokech, and that which he buys. Vedom Yisrael Eretz Amotzi is forbidden to eat by an Amoritz. Rabbi Yudomer Amisarech eats Lamoritz Namorita says, even if somebody eats by Namoritz, he's still credible. Omulo, they said, baloney. Alatzmo eno Namon. He's not believing on his own self, and it was eaten by Amoratzim, so he's eating improper stuff. Ketzah the Enamon Alechem, how can believe in other people's grain? So we'll see what the reason of Rabbi Yehuda is in the Gemara. In the meantime, the Gemara goes back to Rabbanan. Mashu lokeach. When it says in the Mishnah, he asked the Maaseh which he buys, what is it referring to? I'm not Slechol. Is that referring to what he's buying in order to eat? Chatzinina, it says separately in the Mishnah, Eshu Ocho, it says, he asked the Maaseh which he eats. El Eshu Lokeach, I'm not Slechol. Maybe when it says, he has to take Maaseh of that which he buys, maybe that's that which he's buying with the intent to resell. Chatzinina, that also is mentioned. Eshu mocher, that which he sells. Ella, rather, eshu lokeach amanas limkor means one thing. That which he buys, let me say that better. Elush eshu lokeach, that which it says, which he buys, that's amanas limkor, that is in fact which he buys in order to sell. The second statement in the Mishnah, eshu mocher, that's referring to Eshu Mochem Reperos Michna, so that which he sells from the fruit which he has stockpiled in his own backyard. No, it's from his own produce. So therefore, when it says Eshu Lokeach, it's referring to that which he's buying in order to sell, and Eshu Mochem, it's referring to that which he has produced, and now he wants to sell it. Okay, says the Gemara Tani, we learned, Rabbi Yehuda said, this is Rabbi Yehuda of our Mishnah, Mimeyencho Balabatim, as long as there have been Baal Batim in the Jewish people, and that's since time immemorial, they never abstain from being guests by their fellow Baal Batim. Nonetheless, their custom with their food is misukonim l'toch beiseyem, that when they bring it into their house, they're misaking it. In other words, there are many people who eat kosher in, but are not so makbid on eating kosher out, right? It's whether you find Orthodox Jews, he's saying, who when they go, they'll eat fish in a restaurant, they'll eat vegetables, you know, they'll eat things which might not be so kosher v'yosher, but in their house they'll be very medaktik, right? So that's what Rabbi Yehuda is saying. Rabbi Yehuda is saying there's a double standard. He recognizes it exists for thousands of years already. The double standard is people are more makbid in their own home than they are when they go out. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says, even if you eat stuff which is not so ay-ay-ay, when you go to your friend's house or to a restaurant or whatever, nonetheless, we could trust you at home.
But he's referring to
Demai,
not necessarily
Kashrus. No, he's referring to Demai, but Demai is a Kashrus issue now. Once the Mai has become prohibited, Midrabban, it becomes a kashrus issue, like anything else, right?
Except the main kashrus issue is with the Daraisa, and the Mai is still...
No, granted, I'm not saying we can refer from this necessarily to Daraisas, but we do see a principle Rabbi Yehuda holds that there is a double standard. One is more makbid inside one's house than outside one's house, okay? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda said... Now here we're going to have Machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi is Machlokas, is in Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Chaverin, Enech Hashtim, Lo Lechov, Lo Lachil. It's even though the Baal Batim go and eat in their fellow Baal Batim's houses, which are questionable, we don't suspect that they're either going to eat nor give other people to eat Demai. Meaning that when they go to their other Baal Batim house, the other Baal Batim's houses, then they're either marfish the demai from that which they eat in that other house. So an interesting thing. In other words, if you, a bal bas, go to somebody else's house and eat there in their house, demai, so we assume, even going to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that you're a credible person, we assume that you're going to miser when you go there. Okay? It's kind of like if you go to somebody else's house, again, using the kashrus analogy, when you go to somebody else's house, so you'll tell them that you're not going to eat everything because you're makbin on the chvei, yischol, visrol, yashon, glat, whatever the case may be. Rabbi, that's Rabbi Yonah's perspective. Rabbi Yosef says, chaverim chashudim le'achol, these barabatim, who are, according to Rabbi Yonah, they're credible in their own houses, they're chashudim le'achol, they're chashudim le'achil, that's because you draw a dichotomy. People are suspect to eat demai in other people's houses, even though they're not suspect to feed you demai in their own house. So he says they don't maiser when they go to somebody else's house. But they're willing to be saimech, you know, when they go to Yershmeral's house, so they'll eat, you know, non-glat meat, they'll eat stuff which is questionable, you know, hashkochas, but sometimes it's the same thing. But when they're at home, they'll be very makbid. So it's a machlokas as to what the chavers, and I guess it's a machlokas in psychology. Machlokas what the chaver who has this double standard, how he's conducting himself in the other person's house. According to Rabbi Yonah, he's conducting himself by being misakin wherever he goes. And according to Rabbi Yosef, he's conducting himself by not being misakin, but at home he is tip top. Says one Masnisi pliga al Rabbi, and here there's a Hagah, Masisa Pliga al Rabbi Yonah. Our Mishnah argues Rabbi Yonah. Rabbi Yonah is the one who says that he fixes up wherever he goes. How does our Mishnah argue Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yonah? Because it says in our Mishnah, Amrulo, that Rabbanan said to Rabbi Yehuda, al Atzmo ein anemon, he's not credible on himself, Hechia Naman al Shalacherim. How is he going to believe in anybody else's stuff? Now it's clear that Rabbanan understood Rabbi Yehuda as having said that when he eats out, he's not going to eat, you know, tip top good stuff. Now if it was like Rabbi Yonah that wherever he goes, he's going to make sure to be misakin as he eats it, so then what are Rabbanan saying to Rabbi Yehuda? By definition, the Rabbanan are attacking Rabbi Yehuda on this point that they're saying that he's not believed on himself, therefore how can he be believed vis-a-vis others? It must be that they held in Rabbi Yehuda, like Rabbi Yonah, that he's not going to, like Rabbi Yossi rather, not like Rabbi Yonah, right? It's an argument to Rabbi Yonah that wherever he goes, he's not going to fix it, he's just going to let it slide. Now, however, on the other hand, Milayah the Rabbanan, the words of the rabbis who we'll learn imminently, Messiah and Rabbi Yossi, they assist Rabbi Yossi and tell us that the guy, wherever he goes, here it is. Let me check. Should it be Yonah here? Let's see. Milai, I forgot. Milai, the Rabbanan, Messiah, Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi, let's see if it works for Rabbi Yossi, and now we'll change it to Rabbi Yonah. The Rabbi Yossi says that Chaverim Achashurim Leachol. No, this is a Raya. No, this is correct. Milai, the Rabbanan. So both the first thing was a riot against Rabbi Yonah, and this is a riot for Rabbi Yossi. But in essence, it's two sides of the same coin, right? We're pushing off Rabbi Yonah and assisting Rabbi Yossi. Milai Rabban Messiah Rabbi Yossi, who says when they eat out, they're suspect. Well, how so? Dom Rabbi Chanina b'shem Rabbi Chanina said, and Rabbi Yassa said b'shem Rabbi Yochan lo amar Rabbi Yehuda b'sof. Rabbi Yehuda only said that he's credible out in his own house. That's called Basof. Hava b'tchila, but at the beginning, which means in somebody else's house, Of Rabbi Yehuda Moide, Rabbi Yehuda also is Moide. In other words, if you're eating with a chaver in another Baal Bas's house, so even Rabbi Yehuda agrees if he says, according to this version, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees if you say to the chaver, pass me the carrots, and he passes them to you, you can't assume that he was mafrish, trumusamaisis on them, right? Because he's in somebody else's house. According to Rabbi Yonah, you would assume that he was mafrish, because he doesn't go anywhere unless he's mafrish. How was he mafrish? Under the table, he mumbled some incantation, you know, whatever the case may be. But according to Rabbi Yossi, you can't rely on him whatsoever, okay? Now, that's a difficult translation of Tchila and Sof. I admit that. But I don't think there's any better translation. Tchila means here in somebody else's house, and Basof means in your own house, okay?
It can't be the other way around.
What?
It
would never be the other way around, because he wouldn't be a chaver then. By chaver definition, is somebody who we know we can trust when he's at home. Okay? So, let me just see if he gives any other translation here.
So, Rabbi Huda's motive that if you are at somebody else's house, that he would not take off?
Right. So we, before you came in, we mentioned that there's a kind of Rabbi Yehuda holds that there are guys who eat who have double standards. Who eat kosher in, but not so makpeh and kashrus out. Whereas Rabbanan hold, if there's such a double standard guy, we don't trust him at all.
Except Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah says, Masarecha Yitzel Am Aretz is Nemuch.
Right, but not in that house.
Oh.
Anywhere else. In other words, in his own house, if he invites you. Okay? It says, Gemara, so now the Gemara itself goes into the process of explaining this raya. If you're going to say that chaverim are not suspect, neither to eat nor to feed, what's the difference whether he's at home or on somebody else's turf? So it must be, since there's a difference that we all like Rabbi Yoina, that like Rabbi Yossi, that people have double standards. Period. Then Dalet should be taken off the next word according to the Gra, and it's a new statement. Tani, we learned. Hamakabil alav lios namur chutzmi davrecha. Person says, I want to be makabah myself for everything except for one thing. I'm not going to be makabah for one thing. Let's say carrots, I'm not going to meister my. Right? So in that case, namur chutzmi davrecha, also. We don't accept it. Hakosha dover echod, some you suspect on one thing, choshur alko. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ain't no choshur alko, dover bilvad. Rabbi Yehuda is saying, so there's a sheet, consistent with the sheet previously, that people do have double standards, and for that which they're makbid, they are makbid. Now I just wanna, can I say something controversial here? Just give me a second. I'm even willing to say it on the tape. There's I want to point out that we really abide, even though we, technically speaking, we don't baskin like Rabbi Yehuda, we do abide by him to a great extent. For instance, a number of years ago, there was Lubavitcher Sefer printed. In fact, that Lubavitcher is just coincidental. Called Hajjus Panim Zakan. A book about all about how people must grow beards. And how it's a terrible, terrible issue not to have a beard. So in any event, in this book he has a whole section by which he says that you're not allowed to eat anything in the house of a woman who doesn't cover her hair. Right? Because if she doesn't cover her hair, she's choshur. She's choshur davrechot. She's choshur for everything. So what's the response to that? There are many responses one can give. But the response is that to a certain extent we do accept Rabbi Yehuda. Even if somebody has some, let's call it, for want of a better term, subpar halachic behavior in one area, and all of us do, right? Who of us is perfect in all areas? Nonetheless, we assume that for those things which they are naman, they're naman. In other words, for people who have accepted upon themselves, if social mores dictate that one area of halacha is lax, another area of halacha is held in a much higher level, so then we're willing to accept that that's how human behavior is conducted. So Rabbanan said it's not true by Demai. If you're going to, if in the same area of human behavior, you're going to be makbid on Demai in one place and not makbid in another place, you can't do that, right? You can't be, the Dover Echad here, if you're going to be lenient in Demai in certain places, we can't rely upon you in Demai in other places. But in terms of different areas of halacha, just because you're lax in one area of halacha doesn't mean you're lax in all areas of halacha. With the exception, of course, being mumr l'chalal Shabbos or mumr l'hachis, etc., etc., the things which are discussed in Masechta Chulin. Okay?
I was wondering whether, in fact, the whole discussion of Gemara about mumr
yeah.
Has any relationship to this whole issue here?
Right. This will probably be a parallel discussion, even though the Gemara doesn't use the term mumar. So this will probably be a parallel discussion to mumar l'davar echad. And Rabbi Yehuda says it's possible in a davar echad to create a dichotomy, right? Because you might have credibility even in a davar echad, even if it's not across the board, right? A mumar l'davar echad we pass is not a mumar l'kol Torah kula, right? But even in that one thing, our question is how we look at it. Okay? Says the Gemara. Rabbi, you don't marry, no, Machosha Alos Nerivot. Tani, we learned Tanemon Allah Taros. Now, it's very interesting, Aloha. If you're credible vis-a-vis Tara, Tuman Tara, and a person who's accepted by himself and is trustworthy vis-a-vis Tuman Tara, Nemon Amaiser should certainly believe vis-a-vis Meiser. Because Tara is, of course, as we all know, Tuman Tara is much more difficult than Meiser's, right? The main thing requires a much higher level of safekeeping. Tanisa, we learned, Tanisa Rabbi Yane Ber Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Yane said this brisa in the house of Rabbi Shmuel. Vomar, Taima Hada, the Tamar, I'm not sure what the word Taima does here. You know, Taima literally means logic, but here I'm not sure if that's what it means here. He said a qualification. I think would be a better translation. Vomar Tami said a qualification. Hard to that's true with Misarech Etzlo. That's true when you're a guest in somebody's own house. Avo Barabim. But if somebody wants to publicize that he is Naman on Maestris, ain't no Naman on Chikavo or Barabim. He's not believed until he takes a public acceptance. So it's a very interesting thing. Here we see the concept of, really we see that for a communal hashgach, you need a higher level of certainty than for a private hashgach, for eating in somebody's house. Because here what we're saying is, if you know Yankel is makbid on Taras, you can rely on him for maestros. But that's only is going into his house. But if he's going to start selling stuff and saying, I'm makbid on Taras, believe me, I'm maestros, at that point he has to be makabah v'rabim, that he's going to be neman on maestros. So a higher standard is required for communal behavior. Okay? It's a very interesting concept. Okay? This really is the basis for the entire concept of Ashkochas Bismanazah. Because according to the simple pshat, normally we say, Eidechonem Bisurit. So what's the difference? If it's I'm going to eat in this house or he's running a factory. So we see here it's not necessarily the same thing, there are gradations. It's a famous story, it's not famous. But it's a story which I once saw, and I can't be that famous because I don't remember who it was about. I think it was one of the Ger Rebbes, that he once had a chassid who used to take a vat of goose fat from every year as a matana. He didn't ask him any questions. So one year, the chassid, still going back to the 19th century, he's an old maisa. So one year, the chassid went into the goose fat business. So that year, it brought him also, you know, it was no longer just a hobby, it was his business. So that year, he brought the Rebbe a vat of goose fat as a present, as usual. So the Rebbe said to him, who's your hashgacha? So he said, Rebbe, you never asked me about this till now. So he said, till now you were a private individual. Now you're in business. Now you need Ashkoch on it. Okay? This is really what the Gemara is saying here. Okay? Says the Gemara further, Rabbi Zir and Rabbi Asa, both have shame Rabbi Yochanan, Afilu Chaver, Nehma, Afilu Chaver, Shishol Chaver, Tzorech Laiser. If I send you grain, or food of any sort of produce, I have to meister before I send it to you. Hi, I'm a chaver and you're a chaver. Nonetheless, I have to suspect that you're gonna rely on me, and then I have to meister before I give it to you. Rabbi Zira boy kumi Rabbi Yas, Rabbi Zira ask in front of Rabbi Yas, or go on me. Somebody such as myself. Le Rab Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, if I send food to Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak, who's another chaver. Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, Rav Shmuel Yitzchak Lee. Do we also have to meister back and forth? Amar Leisli said, Mat boy, what are you asking, Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak? The komashu ocha mishuka ocha. Everything you eat to eat, and the way the disciple's son explains it, he eats it when it's already bought from a kosher store. In other words, you know, if you go to Machne Yehuda, so there's a few stores which have Eidah Charedis Heksha, right? Which, you know, they did a truma of maizah, right? I haven't been machna in about 20 years. I was saying,
More of them have eight achreidus than
don't. So he was that kind of fellow. He never thought about truma of maizah. Just went to a kosher store. You know, like you go and you buy all your stuff in milk pail or kotsu because they don't want to worry about hashkochas. So he's certainly adarab. If you sent to him, so see, he's such a tamimus sticker guy, and he never gets involved in maizering, and he always buys some plates already maizer. Therefore, for sure, you have to take maizers off before you send to him. Okay? Because he's very trusting. Now, very interesting law. Very sad Gemara. Hu Neman. He's trustworthy. Vishto eino nemenes. But his wife is not trustworthy. So what happens in that case? Lochi man, you can buy from him stuff because that stuff he's selling. But you can't be a guest in his house. No, it's a new statement. There's a period after Huacha. Threw me off too the first time I looked at it. No, it's a new statement. Hu Nama, not you, a person is crap. Yanko is trustworthy, and his wife is not trustworthy. And that man is lucky, man. You can buy from him. Very so, but he can't be a guest in his house. But they said, woe unto this man. He's like living with a snake in the same lair. I don't know. I thought I translated his lair. I think it's a small constricted space, because a kfafot in Hebrew are gloves. So kfifo is like, you know, a mitten, a glove, something in a small constricted space. Ishton amenis. If the opposite is true, his wife is trustworthy. Who ain't an emin, he's not trustworthy. Misarchin that, so you can be a guest in his house. But you can't buy from him. The opposite. Avol amru, but Chazal said, Tavo Meira, may a curse befall, literally Meira, some disease. Lamisha, or some, not a disease, a curse of poverty. Tavo Meira, Lamisha, Ishton Amenes, may the curse befall somebody whose wife is credible, who ain't on Amon, and he is not credible. Okay? Period. Tani, we learned. Loishamish Chover, Mishta Moritz. A chaver should not be a serve in a mishter where I'm a ratzim. Now, it's not that he's the caterer, he's the waiter, right? He shouldn't be the waiter, not in their mishter, not in their lo besudas amorets, not in their drinking parties, nor in their meals. Unless he's sure to make sure that everything is fixed and meistered under his hand. Even the barrel of wine in the basement, he has to go and meister that. Why? Because people seem there to think, Reb Yankel is here serving. We have to be afraid. With Mistome, everything is okay. So he has to make sure that everything is okay. And since that is the case, if you go see a waiter who's a Talmud Chacham at an Amoritz's party, you can assume everything is Meister, because he wouldn't serve unless he had made sure everything was tip-top. Rolo so massive, and we already see him not serving, but an invited guest to the party of the Amoritz. Ain't a chazaka. In that case, there's no such chazaka. Why? And Yomer out Tznoim Shablibo Mesiv. I assume not that everything is Meiser, but he's relying on, you know, all sorts of mumbo jumbo in his heart, right? He said it should be in the north side. He took off a little sliver. You know, it was Meiser and a Pruta in his house. In other words, he did all sorts of things for himself, but the rest of the meal might not be kosher, might be trade. But knows Mesiv Etzlo Tzorech Laser Al Yodov. If the Talmud Chacham, it has a son there, so he has to be Meister for his son. However, Chaver and Tzorech Laser Yodov, you have the Talmud Chacham has a friend there, he doesn't have to Meister for his friend, again, because his friend has no business relying on him, we just said, so therefore the Talmud Chacham is not responsible for his friend, and all these cases where the Talmud Chacham is not serving but an invited guest. Okay? Next Mishnah. I'm a Kabbal of Leos Chaver. You accept by yourself to be a chaver. In a mocher l'amoretz, you can't sell to the amoretz lach, moist food. Now we're switching gears to what? Tuma, right? moist food because it's mukshar l'kabel tumah, right? We're not talking about the mayan anymore, obviously, right? You can't sell moist food nor even dry food because what can happen to dry food? Can you get wet? That's right. We have a shpena l'kech min ulach. You're not allowed to buy from him moist food because what might have happened to love moist food? Right, Mike came to tell me. Even if he tells you it didn't, can't believe him, right? You can't be a guest by Amoret. That's this Rabbanon, right? You can't be a guest by Amoret. No, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, this might be the case. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, you shouldn't be a guest by him, nor can he be a guest in your house in his own clothing. Why? Because what might his clothing be? Medrash Zav, Medrash Nida. So if he is a guest in your house, you got to make him change before he comes in, right? It's a very big chumrah. Right,
even restricting any kind of
social intercourse, right? There's no, in the old days, there really was a great divide between the, So, Ravi, it's not a good thesis. Not just because Louis Finkelstein said it, but because we'll see in the Gemara, an interesting statement. We will see in a minute. Rabbi says, "Afli yigadol bei madak." You want to be a chaver? You can't grow sheep. Why can't you grow sheep? They graze in other people's fields, right? They generate theft. They have parts in the darim, and you cannot make so many vows, oaths. You can't be a frivolous person. And you cannot go be matami yourself for mesim. And you have to be in the base medrash all the time. Amrulo, they said to him, this has nothing to do with being mukhsul tara. In other words, you're saying that only if you're a pious person are you mukhsul tara. You can be not so pious and still be mukhsul tara. It's two different things, right? Halacha is one thing, piety is another thing. Says the Lord further, you're not allowed to buy from him lach, moist stuff, that's the same mishnah, yavish mutter. But if it's dry, you're allowed to buy for him. Why? They're not believed to say that if it was moist, it didn't become tummy. But they're believed to say it wasn't mukshar. That they're believed. Because that doesn't require mukshar's expertise. Here it's not talking about kashrus, but rather it's talking about hekshar l'kabel tuma. So they're believed to say it wasn't mukshar l'kabel tuma. That they are believed on. So if it's dry, you can buy it from them. Vitani Kane, we also learned that in Braisa, Amoritz lomar peiros halo lo luchshu. Amoritz believed to say these peiros are not mukshar l'kabel tuma. It should be eno neman. Do you have eno neman? It says avo eno neman? So it's a typo in here. Yeah, it's on the bottom here, but not on the top. Okay, let me put it in.
Doesn't the owner of the want it to become for that water to make it
it has to be that the boss wants to be mukshar.
Yeah.
He doesn't know all those distinctions. No, that makes a word. We don't have to know the concept, though. You just have to want it moist, even if you don't know. It's not a question of lishma, right? That you know what you're doing, even if the Amorites wanted them to get wet in order that it should look nicer. So it's not. We can't trust them on this issue altogether. That's just the bottom line. Now, Hamichlau, by virtue of the fact that Rabbi Yehuda just adds on stuff in our Mishnah about how pious you have to be. Mehomi Klau, from this we can infer, do mode, that he concedes, become Isa, that you're not allowed to, that which Chazal, the Rabbanan said, you're not allowed to be a guest by an Amoritz, that Rabbi Yehuda must agree to that. How can he agree to that? What about Rabbi Yoina? Leisa da pliga leid Rabbi Yoina. Doesn't this argue Rabbi Yoina? Rabbi Yoina mar chaberin ene chashurim lo echov lo lachil. In the last Mishnah we said earlier today that he can't eat by an Amoritz. He'll just make sure to take off the Dmai by an Amoritz. So this seems to argue Rabbi Yonah. So how do we reconcile this with Rabbi Yonah's statement? Says Gemara, even Rabbi Yonah concedes. There's a dichotomy between Demai and Tuma. Yes, you, a Baal HaBos, can go to your fellow Baal HaBos and take off Demai, take off the Truma and Maisus there on the side from your plate. And Rabbi Yonah holds you can do that. But for, well, this is a higher Madrega. Now I mentioned talking about somebody who's Nizar on Tuma and Tara. It's impossible to go to Amoritz's house, even according to Rabbi Yoida, and make sure that you're going to stay Tahar. You can't do that. So therefore, if in a God question where it's a guy who's Mekabat himself from Maisris, so he can still go to Amoritz's house, according to Rabbi Yoida, and make sure not to eat stuff which is Demai by being Mafish from his plate. But vis-a-vis Tumah Tahara, there's no way to save yourself. Once you Mekabat that, you can't eat by an Amoritz anymore. Okay? No, no, no. Be patient. Says the Gemara, Vafiu Rabbi Yossi lo yisador pliga. Doesn't this even argue Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Yossi mar chaverin chashurim leachol veinah chashurim leachil. It says that it says back there that chaverim are suspect to eat, but they're not suspect to feed. In other words, Rabbi Yossi, in Rabbi Yehuda Shita, he held, it's true when he goes to his friend's house, he's going to eat stuff which is not tithed properly, but he's still credible in his own house. Yet here it seems even Rabbi Yehuda is conceding the point that vis-a-vis Tumah and Tahara, if he wants to be credible, he can't have a double standard. He's got to be makbid outside the house just like inside the house. Because he didn't argue on Rabban and the Reisha. Rabban and the Reisha said, you want to be Naman on Tumah, you can't eat by an Amoritz. Rabbi doesn't come along and argue. So it sounds like here he concedes the point. Says, Mori, you're right. Come on. There, and here's the typo again, the cross says, it should be, come on, Lemaisrus. Have a local Litarus. By Maisrus, we have a lower standard. Again, it's less complex, it's easier to keep. So therefore, we can rely on somebody who has this, you know, double standard. But here, there's no such thing. Right? Because who knows? If he goes to eat by an Amoritz, maybe he became Tommy then. So therefore, here, we can't rely on any, can't rely on him, even if he eats corner up Yehuda, if he goes to eat some other people's houses. But we still believe him. Then here. Well, usually Matir lost more reason to be suspect of a person. But here we're not more suspect. We're more suspect by Tumah. Here we assume this person wants to do the right thing. Just by Tumah Tahara, it's much harder to do the right thing. So therefore you need much more stringent safeguards in order to make sure you don't come into contact with Tumah. Now, says the Gemara further, Hanemon alamayot taros ta nemon alamaisris. We learned now, somebody who's bleeding on taros, certainly nemon alamaisris, right? Time we learned, kol abo, anybody wants to be nemon on taros, tzarech lekabel olav. He has to accept upon himself. Afil chover, even if he's already a chover vis-a-vis maisris, even if he's a talmid chacham. However, there is an exception. Have a chacham sheyesh be yeshiva. Somebody who's already a chacham, not a talmid chacham. A chacham meaning a rosh yeshiva, who's sitting in yeshiva and saying shir. In the old days, that meant you had a standard of knowledge of halacha. He doesn't have to accept upon himself anything else. Shekvar kibalo mishar sheyashav. The moment he became the rosh yeshiva, it's clearly indicative, even if he didn't express himself as such, a clear indicative that we recognize and he knows that he has to be accept the higher standards of halacha, so therefore we assume that he's makbid on Tahara. Okay? Amar Rabbi Law. Rabbi Law said, who should keep a law mishar rishayna? That's only if we know that previously it was makabel Tahara. So just because it became Rosh Hashiva, it doesn't become automatically holy. Rabbi Law argues. He says you need an explicit Kabbalah earlier in life. Depends on Yeshiva, right? Rabbi Yossi asks, if he was ready to cop on himself earlier, Lamli Chaver, Hafilu Amoretz. Then what's the difference? So there's a Chaver, it's Amoretz, he's ready to cop. So it says more, no. Asked Rabbi Lokarish Lokarish, now, we will gleefully shoot Louis Finkelstein's theory full of holes. Okay? Asked Rabbi Lokarish Lokarish, what does Rabbi Law say? Rabbi Law is going like Reish Lakish. The Reish Lakish Rabbi Shimon Lakish, have a solik legabe ilin the base Rabbi Yanai. He was going to the house of Rabbi Yanai. And the house of Rabbi Yanai is a funny story. It could only happen in the old days. It couldn't happen today. The women saw the big Rosh Hashiva Reish Lakish. This is when he was a big Rosh Hashiva coming in. The Chazin Lei V'arkin Min Komoi. They ran away from him. Why? Because they were nidos. And so what? The begadim were tame. And they assume Reish Lakish is coming. How can they stay in his presence, right? They might be metame, right? So Amar Lon, he said to them, Avo l'chom beisa, don't worry, I'll come into your house even if you're there. I'm a oret sani etzel taras. Even me, the great Reish Lakish, I was never makaba upon myself as a vitaras. So you see, says the Gemara, like Rabbi Law, that even though he's a zakin v'yoshev v'yeshiva, it doesn't matter. He has to sechach v'yoshev v'yeshiva. He still has to be makabo upon himself vis-a-vis taros explicitly, because otherwise some people didn't accept upon themselves. It was too tough a chumra to be machmir. So now you see that even in the among the Talmidei Chachamim in the old days, it was a big madreig to be machmir on taros, and even right Reish Lakish, one of the greatest, I know, Amoraim of the Torah, he wasn't Makaba upon himself. They assumed he was Makaba upon himself to be Makbid on Tara, but he wasn't Makbid on it. Okay? Close face turning to the show. Yeah.
Why?
Why am I stuttering? There are two reasons. One reason is because they actually thought the base of Mitzvah would be speedily rebuilt. It wasn't by them something which was, abstract concept. Besides that, however, it's generally regarded as being a madrega in trying to aspire to higher heights of spirituality to be makbid on Tumah and Tara. Even after the base of Mitzvah was destroyed, they still used paraduma, they still had mikveh, they still had all these things, because there was considered to be a higher madrega, and that you might call us mystical. I'm not denying that. To my higher madrega of Tara. It's a fascinating passage in the Hecholos. The Hecholos, a Kabbalistic text from the time of the second base of Mikdash. Arye Kaplan translated some of the meditation in Kabbalah, and he brings down there that when Rabbi Shmuel, the Kohen Gadol, used to have Aliyas Neshama, used to meditate, in order to bring him back down, they used to touch him with a beged of a needle. So you see that tuma actually has a spiritual impact on a person. So therefore, they wanted, with those of them who wanted to be very spiritual and wanted to have, Chazal Kol Chochem Adif Minavi, so they actually were mocking on tuma and Tara. That's what I would answer. For quite a few years after the Korban. Yeah. That's right.
Tani, we learned, how do you mekabel to be a chaver? Who nana l'chabura? He goes and accepts it in front of a group. And a group of chabura is what we would call in the Bavli a based in. Three people. But his children, members of the household, they don't have to go to the basin, they accept it in front of their father. Istadi Tana. There's another Bryce which said, who bought of him named Beso, he and his children, members of his household, Nani the Chabur, they all have to go to the basin together. Lo Poyasana Machlokas. Competitively not being where they're subordinate to their father, then they just have to accept to their father. When they're not subordinate to the father, they're already mature, so in that case they have to accept it independently. Tani, we learned, Rabbi Chalafta ben Shol said, Gedolim Nani Chabur, adult children, they go in front of the basement. Ketanim Nanim Lo, the minor children, they go in front of the father alone, and that's sufficient. Tani, we learned, there's a process in becoming a chaver vis-a-vis taros. First you learn about the stuff which has to do with the wings, and then afterwards for taros. What's wings? Amrabitza, Rabbi Lazar, knafayim, Madofos Knafaim is the tumah of touching things. Vesesos and moving things, which are easy. The next step is Taros. Next step is the next step is Taros Maestros. Now, I'm not sure what Maestros has to do with it exactly, but my assumption is that we're talking about, you know, Medrus of Nida and stuff like that, which are much more complicated halachos, which are much more likely to cause Tumah and Tara, the Tumah vis-a-vis Maestros. In other words, generally, people, it's very easy to safeguard not to touch, you know, to when you're a tummy, to touch Maestros and stuff like that. But this is probably talking about, you know, coming into contact with tummy, begadim, and such like, which are more complex halachas. In any event, I'm not sure if that's the correct interpretation. It's vague. But what we do see here is that there's certain things which are easier to learn and certain things which are harder to learn, and it's a graduated process. Okay? That's a separate thing. I don't think that's what it's talking about here. That they're going to Tuma on Sifrei Torah. So he wouldn't, because the first they used to put truma in the urn with Sefer Torah, and then mice used to come and eat the Sefer Torah. I don't think it's relevant. But Shonaim Roman, at the beginning they said, Chavish Nasa Gabai, a chaver became a tax collector. He has to leave his chaverus because he's engaged in proper, you know, parnosa. Yotza mikviyoso. Once he leaves the kabos, however, harei kuchaver. He is considered to be a chaver. He doesn't need a new kabbalah. No, it's only a temporary penalty against him as long as he's a tax collector. Rabbi Yochanan said, look at this. Chaver shiyotza chutzarts. A chaver went to chutzarts. Ain dochnoso mikhaveroso. He's not, despite the fact he's not supposed to go to chutzarts, nonetheless, he's considered to be a chaver. When? Now, true, the Gra changes the gears, the next word is da kamon. When he comes back in front of us, ain't tzar kiruv, he doesn't require additional kiruv. In other words, we assume that even though he went to chutzlaret, when he comes back, he's still a chaver. Okay?
Because he came back.
Right. Now, chutzlaret is no dmai, so it's not a relevant issue. Hanachtomi lochivo sochachom, hanachtomi. Bakers. They're only required for the Maitre to set aside the Trumas Maitre and the Chala, not the Maitre Sheni. That's responsibility of the buyer, not the seller. The Gemara is going to say because of slim profit margins. Okay? The Chenvonin, that's true about anybody who sells in large measures. Kigon, such as Hasitonos. Oh, sorry. Chomesh Mida Gasa, the gear steam problem, it's the wrong gear in the Mishnah. She Chomesh Mida Gasa, Rashoim, of course, that they're allowed to sell with mine. In other words, they have small profit margins. People who sell large measures sell more inexactly. And since they sell inexactly, they're usually giving more than they're getting paid for. So since that's the case, it cuts too drastically into their profit margin if we made them take off the mai. So therefore, Chazal were making on them, they don't have to take off the mai. It's the buyer's responsibility, not the seller's. Okay? Says the word Tamotini, we learned over there. Halukeach mina nachtom, keitzad hu meiser. It says the buyer's got to take a meiser. Yeah.
Ain't
a Roshan the course of the mind. There is a typo. It should be Chomashbim Mida Gasa Rashoim because of my are allowed to sell the mind. Chenvonim are not because they sell small amounts. Chomashbim Sitonos are there. Literally, in Hebrew word, in modern Hebrew, Sitonos means wholesalers. So wholesalers are allowed to sell the mind because their profit margin is relatively small. Okay? Kamot today, we learned over there. How does somebody buy a nachtom? How is it they call maizus? Yet here, here is saying the buyer's got to take off trumas of maizus. And there you're saying, here you're saying this way, and here you're saying anachto marfish. So what's the dichotomy here? So Rabbi Yonah said, he's spouting Rabbi Loz and Rabbi Yochan. Rabbi Loz and Rabbi Yochan argued about it. Chadamar kambos and betara the kambos and tumah. Once the distinction is whether the nachtom is a chaver who's doing a stuff betara, or he's an amoris who's doing a stuff betumah. If he's doing stuff betara, then we'll make him take off trumas meiser and chalom, because we tar. If he's making stuff in tumah, however. So we don't want him to take off trumas meiser and chala, because he might be metameid afterwards, right? We want to make sure to leave that tar. So we tell him, you know what? You don't take it off, because you're going to be metameid. You leave it for us to take it off, okay?
What do we do? Do we say he needs to get rid of it? And then again, you require again.
He says the opposite here.
No, I'm right. Yeah. If he do a betara, if he does a betara, so we make him take it off. We say you take it off. There's an event, and you make sure to keep it tar. It's a slightly different spin than what I said a minute ago. If he does this stuff betara, he's a baker who keeps tara. So then I say, oh, you take it off because you're going to keep it tar. If you give it to Amoritz and he takes it off, who knows? He might make a tummy. If, however, he's a baker who's an Amoritz. And he's going to do... No, it's the opposite of what I said before. Forget what I said before. Just listen to what I have to say now, okay? If he's a baker who does stuff betara, then we say, you take it off. Because you'll be mocked on tara. Who knows if the buyer is going to be mocked on tara? You do it. If he's a baker who's an amoritz, we say, anyway, it's going to be tummy. So therefore, you don't have to do it. We'll let the buyer do it. That's what I said before? Okay, fine. So that's what it means. Kambo is a betara, then we make the baker take it off. Kambo is a betara, we say let the buyer take it off. The Charon Amar, another one said, Kambo mida daka, the Kambo mida gasa. If he's a wholesale baker, then we don't make him take off the demai. Again, because his margins are smaller. If he's a retail baker, he sells mida daka, in other words, small measures, we make him take off. Why? Because then his profit margins are higher. We make him take off Trumas Meiser and Chalom. Okay? We didn't know which said which. Did Rabbi Lozer say his far of Tautum and Tara, Rabbi Yochum, Mida Gasa, Mida Daka, or vice versa? Mean Madom Rabbi Yochum, Ibnea Taros. But for now, which Rabbi Yochum said elsewhere, because of Taros, Hevei, we can derive from this, that Rabbi Lozer, Duomar, Lozer, the one who said, Kame Mida Daka, Kame Mida Gasa. The Kasha Rabbi Yochum, however, the Kasha Rabbi Yochum is as follows. Imbos Batari, Yafi Shoko. If he's a baker who's doing Bataro, so let him take off the Meister Sheni also. Why doesn't he have to take off Meister Sheni? Why does Trumas Meister Chal let him take off Meister Sheni? Says the Mora Bedinu Ayah. Really, the truth is, it should have been Shelo Yafish Klum, that he shouldn't take off anything. Why does he have to take off anything? He's a baker. He's not eating it. Let him not take off anything. Ella, now here the gears is all messed up. This is the way to read it, according to the Gemara. Ella, except She'ain Mosrin, Ella, She'ain Mosrin Taros Lamoritz. You don't give over Taros Lamoritz. In other words, really, we shouldn't have made him take. It's not Vada here. The word Vada is clearly wrong. Sorry about the Mai here, right? Sorry about the Mai. So therefore, what it means to say is that the only reason he made a baker take off anything is because he's Makmin Atara and the Amoritz is not. right? So Bedinu that we shouldn't make him take off anything. It was a chumer or machmanim. Since you keep Tara, we're going to make him take off the chal and trumas meiser. But it's what in essence we're penalizing him because he's from. So therefore, we're not going to penalize him to such a great extent. We're not going to make him take off meiser sheni, only trumas meiser chal, which are negligible amounts. Okay. The kasha of the Rebbe Lozer. Again, however, let's ask the kasha in the other direction. According to Rebbe Lozer, who says there are missions talking about a mida daka, a retail baker. If it's a mida daka, yavishal kol. If it's a mida daka, he should have to take off on all of it. So the Gemara doesn't answer. So this leaves it up in the air. Period. New sugi. Hachenvani ain rashai lemkor. Demai. A chenvani is not allowed to sell demai. We saw in the Mishnah. Chevrayi b'shem Rabbi Lazar said, the friend, the chevra said, name Rabbi Lazar. This is Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir lo itinu lemkor demai el sita mevat. Only wholesalers can sell demai. Not storekeepers. They sell small measures. They can't sell the mic. Rabbi Yasi argued for Mastisa, Rabbi Yasi asked the Kasha. For Mastisa, Pliga, doesn't the price argue on that? What does the price say? Eluain or Mashpin, Bemid Eluain. What are those which don't have to take off tonight? How much mean we meet a Gaza going to see this? These wholesalers are selling large measures, such as wholesalers, Umochretfua, and sellers of grain. So there are others besides storekeepers. There are others who don't have to take off the mai, at least grain sellers. So Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi said, you know what, lo alada Rabbi Ilo Amar. Rabbi Ilo didn't appear previously, but the Chevraya obviously includes Rabbi Ilo. So not on this did Rabbi Ilo or the Chevraya say that it's going according to Rabbi Meir. Rather, but rather on the following statement. The Tani we learn, when is this true? So, when is it true he doesn't have to take, that he doesn't have to take off the mai? A chenvani. When he sells in his own store. Or Pesach and so an opening to a store. And now, although it's not in the Gemara itself, the Stipe son introduces the concept from the Bavli. The truth is, it's okay by Chenvoni. It's not because he sells B'mida Daka, they have to take off tonight. It's because just a second. Here's the new stance. It's not a chenvoni. I apologize. Scratch it. Chenvoni is because of mida daka. El ador de tani. When's it true that a nachtom, a baker doesn't have to take out my. When he sells in his store on the opening of his store. Why? Because in that case, they make him sell for less. The government makes him sell for less. They, the government, push down his profit margins. So since that's the case, Chazal, in turn, will make him say he doesn't have to take off the mic. Okay? Avo. If he's selling in the marketplace, or b'chanusa shusamach lepalter, in his store which is next to the marketplace. Now, for some reason, marpalter generally means a goyish or baker. And I guess what it means here is that he can blend in with the non-Jewish bakers, and they're not going to check him so much and oppress him. So in that case, he gets to sell for more money. On that case, Meiser alcohol. In that case, Chazal made him take off Demai, and not just Trumas Meiser Chala, but they made him take off even Meiser Sheni. So it's our Mishnah, says the Gemara, it's only talking about a Jewish storekeeper, Jewish baker, who's oppressed by the authorities, and they keep down his profit margin. But if he's selling in a way that they can't tell, right, because he's selling next to the non-Jewish baker in a way that they don't realize what's going on. So in that case, he has to take off everything. He has to take off even Meiser Sheni. On that, Olay, on that statement, Chavrai b'shem Rabbi Lezer, the Chavrai is the name of Rabbi Lezer, to Rabbi Meir, that this is going like Rabbi Meir. Now, which Rabbi Meir? So now the Gra takes out the next line. Till Hadon Rabbi Meir. Do you have the line below that? Hadon Rabbi Meir? You have that? Hey, Rabbi Meir, which Rabbi Meir is? The Tzino Batzar we learned subsequently, Rabbi Meir, Meir, Eshadako Limdo Begasa. Somebody who normally sells large measures and is exempt from Dmai, Umozado Bedaka, and now he's so Bedaka. Tfela, now it should be Tfela Gasa Ladaka. In this case, he doesn't have a status of a wholesaler. He loses that status because now he's selling retail. Don't think just because normally he's a wholesaler, so even when he sells retail, even when he sells it, exact measures, he's exempt. No. His exemption is only when he sells Picasso. So say the year, this baker, who's exempt from giving Maestro Shani as part of his demai, Chazal gave him his kula, don't think it's all the time. It's only if he's under oppression. If he's not under oppression, then he has to give the Maestro Shani of demai. Okay? The Tani Rabbi Chia came. Rabbi Chia, I'm not sure, Chia, Rabbi Chanina, do you have actually it spelled out? Do you have Rosh Davis? Also Rosh Davis. Tani Rabbi Chanina came, and Shadarko Limodi Begasa, so which is normally is wholesales. Umodi the Bedaka, now he retail, Tfelo should be again, Gasa Ladaka. He has to now sell, has to take off the mic. The Chain Palter, so too Palter, in other words, if he's selling and they're not oppressing him, he has to take off the mic. Chaim Palter, Mida Daka V'chanus Mida Gasa. If now he's selling Palter and he can get away with selling at retail, even though in his store he sells from Mida Gasa, Feli Gasa Daka, he has to sell now. He has to take off from the Demai. Chevray B'Shem Rabbi Yossi. Well, now why is that? Why is there a difference? I mean, why does he not have the status all the time? So the two reasons. The more obvious reason is the second reason. The first reason is the less obvious reason. Chevraya b'shem Rabbi Yossi say, I think it's Rabbi Yossi, mivnei atinokos, because of the children. The lo yechlun tevel. In other words, children don't know that he's normally a wholesaler. Adults might know, but children don't know, so they'll come by him and they'll think it's meiser. So therefore, now that he's selling retail, he's got to take off the mic, even though normally everybody knows, all the adults know, Yankel's the wholesaler, he doesn't take off the mic. Now they're selling retail, the kids might come, and they won't know, so therefore he has to take off the mic so the kids don't bring eat the mic or bring home to their parents the mic. Okay? Rabbi Love, Sharon Yogan said, no, it doesn't have to do with the kids, it has to do with his own profit margins. This is the more obvious reason. I told you before, secondary reason, more obvious reason. By Mida Daka, since he's making more money, he's got to take off Trumas Maisaris of the Mai. Mida Gasa, by a large, by wholesale, since the buyer is making more, right, because he's getting more of a bargain. So in that case, Alokeach Mafrish. Masdisa Messiah Ledain, the Brysa says this one. Masdisa Messiah Ledain is another Brysa, just another one. Masdisa Messiah Lechevraya, there's a Brysa which arrived for the Chevraya. What's that Brysa? Rabbi Nechemar Eshu Tafel Ledaka Kedaka. When he sells, he's selling a little bit, small measures. And then together with that, he sells a large measure. So that has a din of the Daka. Even though now he's selling like a wholesaler, doesn't matter. His status is a retailer, he has to take off Truma Sumaisa. The bulk of his business is retail, right. Okay? And vice versa, if he's normally a wholesaler, even though now he sold a small amount, he made like a retailer, he's got to, on that which he sells retail, he doesn't have to take off Trumas Maisrus. So here he's the Dmai. I sold a retail, doesn't matter. So if we go by his status, right? So if he's a Daka guy, so we go as a Daka. If he's a Gasa guy, go by a Gasa. What would be the exception? We're afraid of kids. In other words, here we see that he does have a Chai Lochav status.
status does apply. So the only time we don't follow his status is when he goes into the marketplace, we're afraid of kids buying from him. So he does have a status normally, Yankel the wholesaler, Yankel the retailer, and that's how we regard him. Masisa b'sayil Rabbi Law, there's another b'risa which helps Rabbi Law. Tani we learned Rabbi Shmuel b'nosh Rabbi Yehuda ben Brokamar, Mara lo b'daka chayav. If he measures him b'daka, in other words, if you're a real wholesaler, but now you happen to retail, you got to take off the mic. I feel a little rova. You told him an astronomical amount of grain of salt as a wholesale. And they had a little bit as a rova, a little bit, a quarter of a cob, a much smaller measure. You tacked it on and sold as retail. Tzor klaser is also rova. You have to meister that rova, which is no status halacha. That measure which you sell as wholesale, you're exempt. That measure sells retail, you have to take off. Why? Because in that you have a higher profit margin. And vice versa as well. Amar Rabbi Zira, a cheshbon. It's getting late. Let's finish the next mission, then we'll stop. Amar Rabbi Zira, the next mission is two more lines. Well, you can see that there, right? Amar Rabbi Zira said, cheshbon schar b'nim. There's not enough comedian between the two of them. I belong to Chevraya, but that's to do with the he says that has to do not so much with the measure but the profit margin. Modelo sale in your Nevi'im, if he sells a large amount but he sells it in small measures, right? So he's selling a gas amount, but by Daka standards, since the Mocher is Mistaker, he makes a lot of money, he's got to take off the Trumas of Mises, right? Mochel Revili is sale, and vice versa, he sold small measures, but he sold them by wholesaler standards, since the buyer's making in that case, right? So let's take off the Trumas of Mises. Now, in both these cases, we must be aware, obviously, this is only according to the opinion that holds that it depends how you sell it. But according to the first opinion, which is Rabbi Yossi, that it goes by status, this won't make a difference. Because if you're status wholesaler, you don't have to take the status of retail. You do have to take. We'll stop here for tonight.